The US Justice Department has filed charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei. It's accused the company of conspiring to violate sanctions on Iran and also stealing robotic technology from the American carrier T-Mobile. This is FBI Director Christopher Wray earlier today.
Both sets of charges expose Huawei's brazen and persistent actions to exploit American companies and financial institutions and to threaten the free and fair global marketplace.
Kate Cadell is Reuters China tech correspondent and joins me from Beijing. Thank you so much for your time, Kate.
Thanks, Patricia. How are you going?
Good. Can you take us through the charges the US has filed?
There's two parts to this indictment, to these indictments. There's 13 of them all up. But the most substantial indictments accuse Meng Wanzhou, who also goes by the name Kathy. She's the CFO of Huawei, who was arrested in Canada last month. They accuse her of conspiring to violate U.S. sanctions on Iran by doing business through a subsidiary and then trying to hide that fact. And we don't actually know a whole lot about the specifics of the charges. What we do know is that she's accused of lying to a U.S. bank, trying to separate Huawei out from this Hong Kong subsidiary, which we now know Huawei is substantially involved with, called Skycom. And Skycom was attempting to sell technology to Iran in violation of U.N. sanctions. So that's kind of, they're essentially accusing Huawei of lying to U.S. banks in order to facilitate a transaction in Iran. And then the other half of it is the is this accusation that Huawei stole a robot from T-Mobile. And the specific robot is a robot that does testing screens by tapping them. And the robot is called Tappy.
How soon is Meng Wanzhou likely to be extradited from Canada to the US?
We don't actually know. We thought, it could be a matter of years. It could be a very protracted process. We know now that they've formally requested her extradition. But again, there's so many political factors wrapped up in all of this that it's not exactly clear when she might move.
And what,
or if it will proceed.
Yeah. And what happens to Huawei and Wanzhou if found guilty of these charges? What are the possible penalties here?
For Meng herself, it could mean, over a decade of jail time. For Huawei, the U.S. could bar companies from selling to them. They could also face sanctions themselves, and it would really massively harm their business. Right now, it's only the U.S. that has blanket bans on their telecoms equipment, but in the past year, lots of companies and countries are joining, including Australia that's rejected Huawei on national security grounds, as well as New Zealand. And then there's countries like the UK and Canada and Germany and Japan that are all either considering bans or they're under pressure to do so. And for Huawei, this would be pretty catastrophic because they're competing to be a world leader in this technology behind 5G. And this would really kind of knock them out of the lead of that race. It would also have pretty negative implications for other companies in China, because the charge also sort of calls into the question this idea of whether Chinese companies can even operate independently of the government.
How has China responded to charges announced earlier today?
Well, the Chinese government is very upset. They have been very upset about this since Meng was jailed in December. So today they've said they're very disappointed by the decision to move forward. One ministry called it unfair and immoral. Components have called it a human rights abuse to keep her in Canada. And they're very clear that they believe it's politically motivated and not at all related to the charges. There's this kind of like persistent belief that it's designed to contain China's progress rather than make actual charges. And Huawei executives have kind of mirrored that as well, the same ideas.
You've said that these charges mark a point of no return. What does that mean?
I think up until this point, there was, in China Watchers, there was some idea that perhaps this would be a very protracted, experience, that it wouldn't really influence the trade talks too much. But essentially, what's happened today kind of confirms this idea that, the U.S. is going to go ahead. And this is going to become a major kind of sticking point in the trade war. And from this point on, there's really no way that they can kind of backpedal or, you know, lessen the charges or anything like that. I mean, from now on, this is going to become a major crux point in the trade war. And it, however this case kind of eventuates will likely be a major factor in what the China-US relationship is in the coming decades. And also, to be honest, the relationships of US allies, including Australia and the UK and other countries.
Yeah, what are the implications for Australia and Australian businesses?
I mean, well, essentially what's at stake here is, you know, whether whether the Western world sort of considers Huawei as a independent from the Chinese government and what that sort of means. I mean, Australia has hardened a lot on, you know, China's cyber espionage and also on Huawei itself in the last year. And if, for example, you know, the outcome of this is that the U.S., you know, decides that Huawei is unable to be, you know, decoupled from the Chinese government and the Chinese government's ambitions, then that means that in the future, going forward, these huge private Chinese technology companies, which are making lots of investments overseas, will have, you know, unending troubles trying to make investments, trying to enter countries like Australia or UK or Japan and places like that. So it's a real milestone sort of case.
And have trade tensions hurt Chinese tech companies' performance in recent months?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we just got figures out today about the performance of Chinese technology companies. And, yeah, they've essentially stagnated in the last year. It's related to a general slowdown, but more specifically the trade war. And there's companies which are completely unrelated to Huawei, you know, these big tech companies which we know of, like Alibaba and Baidu and Tencent. Who've also had to, you know, lower forecasts and you know, cut back staff and all this kind of thing, and completely change the way they think about investing overseas as well, because these big companies are also having investments knocked back on the basis of national security reasons as well. And what this indicates is that's only going to get worse for them, and they're going to have to find business elsewhere if they want to, you know, continue to grow at the rate they have been growing at.
Kate Goodell there. She's the Reuters China tech correspondent. This is RN Drive.